Right, so if we thought Steinhoff was a complicated beast to understand as a listed company, keeping up with its potential wind down or settlement versus liquidation process is proving to be no easy task either. Despite its settlement negotiations abroad, still up for debate had been whether companies that do business in South Africa but are registered outside its borders could be liquidated. A South African High Court judge has now outlined the reasons as to why it could be, and Candace Hunter-Linder, who's litigation director at DM5 Incorporated, joins us now to get our heads around things. Thanks so much for your time this evening, Candace. So we've had a South African High Court judge give reasons for her ruling that Steinhoff meets the definition of a company that can be liquidated under South African law despite being registered in the Netherlands. So briefly lay out the reasons that have come through.
Thank you so much. Yes, the reasons appear to be premised on the definition in the 2008 Companies Act as well as the 1973 Companies Act. There's a slight distinction with how the term company is defined, and it would appear that that is one of the reasons why the judge has ruled that a South African court is in fact able to liquidate, or the liquidation application is able to be proceeded within a South African court, which ultimately means that the South African court does have the requisite jurisdiction.
Okay, so where does this judgment leave things now? Because Steinhoff is in a race to conclude a settlement abroad to avoid claims that could completely bankrupt it.
Yes. After the judgment was delivered, and more recently the reasons for the judgment, Steinhoff have approached the Constitutional Court and the Supreme Court of Appeal to file an application for leave to appeal in respect of the High Court judge's ruling, on the basis that they deem that it was an incorrect finding on the part of the judge.
So still a lot of to and froing happening here. Candace, what kind of timelines are we potentially looking at here before things are finalized?
It's difficult to tell. At the best of times, court proceedings and court roles are difficult to preempt and determine. My understanding of the two procedures will be that the application for leave to appeal to the SEA and the Constitutional Court, the applications for leave would be determined by those courts as to whether or not those courts would in fact entertain the application. That would obviously take an amount of time, bearing in mind that the SCA, the Supreme Court of Appeal, and the Constitutional Court are different courts, and they have different rules in place. Insofar as the liquidation application is concerned, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell from a timing perspective. Obviously, the race is on. Insofar as the Section 155 application, which is the proposal that the creditors sanctioned in respect of the compromise, that I understand has been deferred to a date to be determined by the Western Cape High Court, as there were intervening parties when the matter was scheduled to be heard on the 30th of September this year.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Candace. We wait to see how this all plays itself out. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Candace Hunter-Linder, who's litigation director at DM5 Incorporated.